We've been talking this week about sin and the Ten Commandments, and one of the things we've been talking about yesterday is the sin of bearing false witness, which is one of the commandments. And as I said yesterday, a lot of people, when they think of the commandments, do not steal and do not commit adultery and do not kill, they forget that there are seven other commandments that are all just as serious. And don't forget, one of those commandments is keep holy the Sabbath. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have to go to church anymore. Well, actually, that's a commandment. But I don't kill anybody. That's a commandment. We have to take seriously. The Lord's Day is actually the way we understand the commandment. The actual original word is the Sabbath, because Sabbath refers to the Jewish day, which they celebrate on Saturday, and for the Christians, it is the Lord's Day, which we celebrate on Sunday. Hi, my name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which you can hear every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear it live at WROLradio.com. And after the program, if you missed it at 3 o'clock or if you want to hear it again, you can also check us out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. By the way, there's a blog there. Put up a new blog. You can see homilies. You can see other comments. And today, we have on the blog a reflection I put together. It's actually in response to this viral video that's out there. And it's from a priest who's speaking very politically. I'm not going to go into the details of what he was saying. Very politically, he's making a powerful statements of who we should and shouldn't vote for, but you know, I disagree with mixing the collar and politics, and I don't preach politics with the collar because we're called to preach Christ, and that's what I try to do. So I make my comment on why I'm not as excited as all these people who are applauding the video and explaining from a perspective of Catholic priest here of why I don't like to mix the collar and politics, but what message really needs to be understood. And that's on the blog today. You can find it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's on the blog. It actually would have gone live as this program began. So you see the CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we've been talking about sins and commandments, and specifically we were talking yesterday about the sin of bearing false witness. So anytime someone bears false witness, that breaks the commandment. And, you know, so anytime you see someone say something in a campaign that you know is not true, then that candidate who is trying to trash the other candidate, as we know the term is mudslinging, is bearing false witness. That's against the commandment. Now, there is another sin in there, which is if you say something true about a person, but people don't have a need to know it, that's called the sin of detraction. Detraction can be bearing false witness. And it can also be saying something true about a person, but people don't need to know. The military have this great standard. It's called need to know. And the way it works is with secret or top secret, or even confidential clearances. So you have two people with a secret clearance, okay? So they both have the same clearance, same level of clearance. They might even have the same job description. Okay, for example, when I was in the Navy, the radio man has a top secret clearance. Well, you can ask the question, why does a radio man, which by the way, I was not, I was a sonar technician, why would the radio man have a top secret clearance? Well, because he gets very top secret information that comes to him that people aren't supposed to know. And anything to do with ships' movements, for example, was confidential, but that's confidential. But any kind of secret information, and that's what the radio man or the radio person, we called them radio men when I was there. I guess we called them the radio person. I don't know what the rate is called today. But in any way, so the person who works in radio. Well, if you have two radio people, and one of them received the information and he had to give it to the captain, but the other one worked a different shift, well, he didn't necessarily have a need to know that information. So radio person number one did not have to share. Maybe it would be forbidden from sharing this with radio person number two, because radio person number two, even though they had the same job, the same everything, did not have a need to know it. So that's always a great standard that I love in the military. If you're discussing an issue, the question is, do you have the person who you're telling, does that person have a need to know? So, for example, a good example would be, you know, this guy applies for a job working security in a bank, and you happen to be the executive of the bank working in the main offices, and you see his name as one of the list of possible candidates. You call the manager of the bank and say, do not hire that person because I happen to know that he tried, or he successfully robbed the bank 10 years ago. He just came out of jail and now he's trying to work security. That manager has a need to know not to hire that person. So that's fine. There's nothing, that's not detraction. That's doing the right thing. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and we've been talking about the sin of detraction and the sin of bearing false witness. So I talked about someone sharing information about another person who, you know, a bank executive telling a bank manager not to hire someone because that person tried to rob the bank 10 years ago, just came out of jail, That person does have a need to know that information. But say, for example, there are two tellers at the bank, and one of them wants to know why why this person who comes and applies for a job wasn't hired. Well, the bank teller doesn't have a need to know. So if someone shares that information, that would be the sin of detraction, because there's no need to know there unless there is a need to know. So that's where detraction comes in. It's saying something about another person that is, even if it's true, or if it's not true, it's scandal. Oh, what's scandal? It is a libel, and it is slander. Slander by word, libel in print. It's a crime to begin with. But it's a sin if you're saying something about another person that is not true. But if you're telling things about people that are true, that people don't need to know, that undermine that person's ability to maintain their reputation, that's the sin of detraction. So either way, it is a sin. And those two sins are just rampant during election season. And, you know, it's that whole thing where you just, you know, that whole reality. The most famous political commercial, I think, ever, only aired once. I don't know if you know this. For those of you who may be younger than me, which is quite a bit, I am 62. And even then, I was 6 when this came out, and I never saw it, I don't think. The most famous political commercial ever aired once, and it was against Goldwater. And what it was a little girl in a field, you know, doing that thing with pulling petals off a flower, and she counted down. I think she counted down. I mean, you know, 10, 9, 8. She may have counted, but whatever. There she was. She plucked off each one. And then it dissolves into a space launch. So she's going, you know, 10, 9, 8, and it dissolves into what we would see in the countdown, 7, 6, you know, that space launch. And the missile goes off, and then you see a nuclear explosion. That's all it was. And the implication was that if you voted Goldwater, then, in fact, you would end up entering into a nuclear war. Very powerful commercial, only aired once, and it was considered an intensely powerful commercial. And that was Goldwater, who was the Republican candidate in 1964. And, of course, the Democratic candidate in 1964 was LBJ. So, Lyndon Baines Johnson. So there you can see a classic example of detraction. No one knew whether or not Goldwater would actually start a nuclear war, and probably wouldn't. You know, if you really think of it, we almost came to a nuclear war in 1962 with the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we didn't because both sides realized just how serious this decision was. So probably not going to happen. But in any case, that was a powerful political commercial, but it was also an example of detraction. Anything that is used in that case, well, like I said, during this time, we see it all the time. We see people making statements from both parties, and we've seen it over and over, you know, both parties. This is how we have to understand as Christians. We're not called to live like that, and we're not called to campaign like that, and we're called to be aware of that. Now, granted, I think it's just rampant all over. So if you're going to vote for a candidate that does not do detraction, you may have a hard time finding one. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, that also is something that we're called to keep in mind. And do remember that what St. Paul said is the role to if we're going to people of love, do no evil. Sister Helena Burns tomorrow with the next in the Theology of the Body series. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.